Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I wanted to just give you some words of encouragement, which is what I try to do each day. But today feels a little different in my spirit. It just feels like, you know, people are trying to hide the truth and they're trying to deny how people are feeling, what people are going through, and prevent people from being told history, facts, and information. And it's like a pattern that I see in the universe with the way we are living but not being authentic. And so, as you know, I've been contemplating what to talk about and looking for inspiration in my life. I sat with it for a moment and I put it on the back burner so I could just kind of feel the day. And so today, I got a chance to talk with some really inspiring people and connect in a really unique way. We just came together to support one another in love, as if it was like, you know, you're talking with your girlfriend and you're just having the type of talks you had when you were young in high school and you were just free to say what you needed to say and to know that you weren't being judged. No one was questioning you or no one was silencing you. And I think that we've become a society where once you hit adulthood, people no longer think you know, have to be allowed to say and feel exactly who you are and what you're feeling. And, you know, just because you turn 18 or 21, that doesn't negate the fact that you have authentic feelings in your heart, in your mind. And so, as I was thinking of this, and, you know, I do a little peek at the headlines every now and then, I just sit here and I shake my head sometime and I think, you know, you can't hide the truth. You really can't. And some people think they're successful, and that's between them and God, because I'm not in their head and I'm not the one to judge them. But what I will tell you is that, you know, when that fake news thing came out and people were just, you know, getting on that bandwagon, you know, the people who had the most clarity were the ones that were sitting back saying, let me just look at this a little closer. And I also saw some mention about how some videos were being edited and to look like they were real. And, you know, I'm just going to tell you, there are a lot of ways people can be scammed, and it's not always about the dollar bill. Sometimes they are scamming you and they are stealing your integrity. And to me, my integrity is worth more than a dollar bill. And so, you know, you've got the fake websites you got to look out for, and you got fake people who you have to look out for. And so I want to just say to you that if you are feeling a certain type of way, if you're dealing with some things, if you're going through some challenges, if you're feeling some difficulty in settling your spirit today, to know that you're not alone. To know that, you know, there are people just like you who are authentic, who are walking this earth. You may not meet them physically, but if you look carefully, you can connect with them. If you have people you trust in your life who have been there for you, they probably have additional people who you can connect with as well. And so I think it's important to look at the fact that, you know, things are opening up, people are reconnecting. And I did listen to an article a few days back about how people who were having to shed some relationships of people who no longer supported them, and people they thought had always supported them. And it kind of made me take a second look, because I heard where, you know, in some cases family members weren't talking, or cousins weren't talking, or best friends were no longer talking. And it was really because people just didn't want to hear somebody else's truth. And, you know, realistically, the thing is that unless you walk in someone else's shoes, you don't know what they're experiencing. A lot of things are invisible. A lot of things we fight are invisible. You know, some are spiritual, some are illness, some are mental. They're just there. And just because you can't see them doesn't mean that they're not occurring. It's like the wind. You don't see it move, but you can see the leaf when the leaf shakes. You can see the dust when the dust is blown up, but you may not see the wind, but it's there. And what people are going through is real. So, you know, I'm not that kind of person who's going to help you live in fairyland. I'm just not. I'm somebody who's going to keep it real. And if I can't keep it real, I'm not going to have nothing to say. And so, you know, I just want to tell you that whatever you're going through, you know, trust yourself. You know how you feel. You know what you're dealing with. You know what you're capable of. And you know what is in your wheelhouse. You know what you can do. Be honest and tell the people who love you. And if you're seeing a physician, tell the physician that is supposed to be treating you. And if someone is not giving you the respect, the kindness, the dignity that you deserve as a loving child of God, they don't need to be in your circle. They don't need to be in your atmosphere. They don't need to be in your life. They don't need to be treating you. If it's someone who's a physician who's telling you that your symptoms are not real, or if they're telling you what I heard today, that people were being told that, you know, someone was mental. I'm just going to tell you, everybody got something mental going on right now. And anybody who says they don't are not living in reality, because you got to stop and think about it. Even people who are the least touched by what we're dealing with rely on others in their lives to help keep their life at the point that they are living right now. And so, you know, you have the first responders, you have the people who are, you know, I forgot what they call them, but they are the workers that are just there. They are crucial to the way things turn. You've got the truck drivers, you've got the customer service reps, you have, you know, you have the grocery delivery people, you have the people who make your clothes. All of these people's lives matter. Every one of them matters. Doesn't matter how much money they have in their bank account, doesn't matter what education they got, doesn't matter, you know, where they were born. If they were born in the U.S. or they were born outside of the U.S., they all have the same human rights to life. So I'm going to ask you to keep believing in yourself 300%. I'm not even going to put 100% on the table. I want you to believe in yourself 300%. And if you're really feeling good, knock it up to 500%. Do not let anyone stop you from being you. All right? So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and an amazing, restful night of peace. Believe in yourself.